Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the latest edition of Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your Franchising 101 host. Today, we're excited to have not one, but two guests for our In Their Words segment. These are always my favorite ones, quite frankly, because in this segment, we're going to hear directly from Fran Coach clients who have become franchise owners. We got a bunch of things we're going to talk about, their backgrounds, what led them to franchise ownership, how they navigated the process, what franchise, which painfully obvious, they're spoiling it with their background today, which one they've already gone with, and just kind of everything through this process. Our guests today are a father-son duo who very jealous of this opportunity that they have. They have teamed up to become franchise owners and just a fantastic story all around. So we have with us from lovely and chilly, the amazing Hoosier States, Jeff and Nate Eater. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
And you guys were mentioning in the beautiful suburb of Indianapolis, Brownsburg, it's a little chilly today.
It's a little chilly. It started out about 10 degrees and it's about 30 degrees this afternoon. So what a chilly way to for the champions to celebrate from Georgia last night at downtown Indianapolis. So that was fun having that whole crowd in town and seeing the college bowl playoff championship game.
Yeah, absolutely. And in Indianapolis, for anybody who doesn't know from a sports perspective, I don't know what it was for the game, but I've been to a few Final Fours there. And I've heard the same with the Super Bowl. It like Indianapolis puts on an absolute show for those events downtown. So, and I'm guessing you probably could have, you know, so, like rented out Nate's bedroom for good money the last couple of nights if you really wanted to for that. So cool. So thanks for joining us. We've got a bunch of things I want to hear about, but to start with, just before we get into your franchise, which for those that are actually seeing this visually, is Money Pages, which is a fantastic franchise that we want to talk about. But give us a little taste of and we want Reader's Digest version here, Jeff, not dissertation version, a little bit of your just kind of professional backgrounds.
Well, my professional background, I've spent 25 plus years in local government, all the way starting at the bottom, working my way all the way up through a department heading community economic development, all the way through my last position of a city manager position here in Brownsburg, Indiana. And I was looking for a change and looking for different opportunities. So my education is urban planning and development, but also my MBA. So I was looking for, you know, a career change to get out of the government work. And it so happened that my oldest son, Nate, was getting ready to graduate college, and I asked him to join me on this venture.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Nate, he's already trying to steal your thunder. So give us a little scoop on you, brother.
Gotcha. So for me, I have more of a traditional sales background than my dad does. I actually, as you mentioned, just finished up college just last December. It's been a whirlwind of a ride. It's been a lot of a great journey. I've learned a lot there. I have a sales internship at Fastenal this past summer. In the last 2.5 years, I've been working in the bar as a bartender. So it's been a lot of fun.
Awesome. So are you going to even give a plug to where you went to college?
Oh, I went to Iowa. It was a good time.
Okay. But because you couldn't get into Iowa State, so you had to go to Iowa. Is that how that works? Right. I know that's a sibling thing, and that's, I did a year there as a grad assistant. So we gotta go Cyclones, but the Hawkeyes are not bad either. So, great experience there. So then you kind of get going with this. I mean, Jeff, you talked about your journey professionally, and then kind of got to that like little transition point. What even got you thinking about franchise ownership as a potential option?
Well, this is kind of an interesting story. As I was looking for changing career, I was applying to ads, and I think I ended up applying to one of Fran Coach's ads, and you started contacting me as, you know, job applicant type of stuff, and pitched, you know, owning my own business, which is something that has always been a dream of mine. And I grew up in a family-owned business. My dad owned an excavating grading business. So I worked in that business through high school, through college. So I'd always wanted to get back to that kind of roots where I owned my own business. So, and franchising, the more we talked, the more I thought this would be a great way to get into business ownership. Learning about the franchise opportunities out there and what it really meant to own a franchise and buying into the system.
Yeah, absolutely. And very ridiculously random thing, Jeff, you and I had when we first talked, and you're in Indiana and I grew up in Indiana, and we kind of get talking and we're like, literally we're at rival high schools at essentially the same time. I'm pretty sure there was a basketball game at McConaughey High School where you threw something from the stands and hit me in the head. So I'm still
probably
a little cranky about that, but just kind of the craziness of, like, you know, the small world and how this kind of all came about. So, Nate, when all of a sudden your dad for the first time calls you and says, hey, what do you think about maybe doing a franchise together? What kind of went through your mind the first time? Because the first couple of calls was just me and your dad. And then once we started talking about franchises, you got kind of rolled into all of this. What went through your mind the first time?
It was definitely an interesting experience, honestly, hearing that from my dad. It was definitely a change of career for him. And I honestly thought it'd be a great opportunity for me. Because I was just finishing up school, I was applying for jobs and stuff. I wasn't sure exactly what avenue I wanted to go into. I thought this could be a great opportunity where I could obviously work with my dad and continue to build a relationship with us and hopefully maybe eventually get an opportunity to own a business or work in a business that I have a big impact in.
Yeah, awesome. So we go through kind of standard stuff, right, Jeff, at the beginning. Sure. You know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And we get through the point where we're going to introduce franchises. And we started with four, I think, right at the beginning.
Yeah, you threw four out at me to start with, and
again, I gave you the thing I tell most people, like, hey, there's a good chance one of these you're going to roll your eyes at, and sure enough, there was one of them that you rolled your eyes at, right? Which, not to be the whole, you know, spoiler, but it's the one you own, right? what possessed you? Because we were joking before we hit record on this, is that through our process, I hardly ever get on video, right? So this is the first time really the three of us are face to face. And had we been face to face on that call, I'm sure you would have had some bad body language when the fourth option was, okay, here's Money Pages, Jeff, and here's a little bit about what they do. I mean, you probably would have been dropping, shaking your head, rolling your eyes. What even possessed you to, like, keep that open mind to have a conversation?
Well, one thing is, as I was looking for the career change, and part of it was that discussion and going through the background and, you know, looking to really keep an open mind on all the different opportunities. And the first three that were thrown out at me, you know, doing the research on them, and then, you know, because I put off Many Pages. I'll first be the first one to admit I put off doing the research on that. You know, two of the three hit me where I was interested. One got eliminated pretty quickly in there. I just did the corporate portal didn't fit. It's a great company. A second one got eliminated shortly thereafter. So, and then I really got serious into the third one. And that's when I started talking to Nate and then saying, here are two opportunities. And I always kept Money Pages because it was so different from the other three that we were looking at. And it sort of started growing on me. And then I started looking into it. We started talking to the franchise. I started talking to Nate, and Nate's like, that's where he gravitated towards pretty quickly.
Money Pages. Obviously, the name jumps off the paper. It's a really unique name. I kind of looked at it. I'm like, this is kind of interesting. Did some more research into it. I'm like, well, I could at least see myself doing that, and kind of looking into it. And I think the biggest thing for us was getting an opportunity to talk to some of the franchise owners that were also a father-son team that happened to be some of the biggest sellers for the company. And after we had that conversation, I thought we felt much more comfortable with pursuing this opportunity together.
Yeah. So I'm gonna put you on the spot, right? So Money Pages, give us the, I don't know, give us a little elevator pitch. What the heck is Money Pages?
Well, Money Pages is a
I got you. So Money Pages is a social media advertising service with our primary medium of with our primary driver being a monthly magazine that we mail out to homeowners. So inside this magazine, we highlight all kinds of local businesses in the area, showing ads and coupons and new deals for these businesses, and trying to get the consumers to learn more about their businesses and go on and support their local community.
Thank you for saving that here on this answer. Is you get into these things and you know the question's coming. It's still mine.
It's hard though at the beginning, and like that people, I don't think people realize just that elevator pitch is difficult. I've been doing this for 7 years, and if somebody is like, what's FranCoach do? I'm like, I don't know, we just help people find a franchise, right? Or mm-hmm. like you try to make it as simple as possible and get them to ask a question, right? But it's and then figure out what their perception is going to be or how they're going to kind of react to that, right?
I think the other thing that drove me to Money Pages was this local advertising. And one of the things that they really focus in on is the small business aspect and helping small business grow through the advertising. And that's something I've done through my government career with, you know, working on the economic development side of things and helping the communities and business in those communities grow. So yeah. The more I thought about it, that's really started to say, this is the right opportunity for me.
Mm-hmm. I was the same way as well. I remember back in high school, when you first made me get my first ever job, I was absolutely devastated. But I ended up being great for him. I worked for this mom and pop pizza place and kind of learning more about the restaurant business. And kind of, I saw how hard and how difficult it was for a small business owner to get up every day and grind at your business and stuff. And I thought if we can make a business that can potentially help these guys out, help them grow and thrive, that could be something I could really enjoy.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think you guys have a good balance with this of Nate, probably a little bit more, as you mentioned, a little more sales background. And then Jeff, just from all your background, mm-hmm. being in the community and kind of being the, you know, the mayor of Brownsburg, almost, so to speak, from a small business perspective. And I think this is really common. Most franchises aren't super sexy, right? But you've got something, you're working with all the businesses in the area, and if you are a business owner, guess what? You have to advertise, you have to market, you have to find ways to generate your business. And with Money Pages, for you guys, you're building those long-term relationships where mm-hmm. like whatever they need to do advertising wise, you guys are there for them, right? So very cool with that.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And you know, the advertising, this one's built on the print side of things, but we also offer a full suite of media advertising and social media advertising that we can work with companies as well. So I was very intrigued by that, how they've incorporated the newer technologies into their franchise system.
Yeah. What was, as you guys, we go through, we kind of get, we're down to two, right? And talk about that kind of last step in the process, really. You go to the discovery day. And some of those are still virtual. You guys actually went in person and got to go see the Money Pages facility, meet their whole team. What was that experience like for you guys?
That was a phenomenal experience to go do in person. And yeah, I know a lot of things we're doing virtual, and we were coming out of that COVID, and we did it. I forget when we did it, in October, I believe. It was really one of those that I had to do in person. I don't think I could have chosen any franchise that I couldn't gone and look face to face with the corporate folks and get to meet the people behind them. Any franchise you're dealing with, you've got to really love the people that are behind that franchise and see how sincere they are in making their franchisee successful. I was very happy to see how successful this owner was with starting the corporate locations and then getting into franchising and being one of the first, you know, dozen or so franchisees. And it's a great honor to be chosen to do that, to work with them. So I wanted to do it in person just so I could really get a feel of how sincere they were about supporting me. And just as an example, one of their key people, I didn't get to meet during that visit to him because he was actually on a last minute. As we were flying down there, I got a call while we were at a layover in an airport that he couldn't make it because another franchisee was having a major presentation to a very key customer that he had to go help them out with. And I thought, how making the right decision from go help your franchisee, that really showed me that they cared about their franchises.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with you. That was the biggest thing I was impressed with during Meet the Team Day, just seeing how much support they actually give their franchise owners. They don't make you just sign the contract and say, all right, good luck. See ya. Just make sure you pay the franchise fee.
Right.
They actually are really invested in you and really invested in your success in the community as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And for people that don't, like, there are smaller, more emerging franchises, like Money Pages. They've been in business, 20 years or so, but a dozen, 15 or so franchises around the country. So really small. But as you guys found when you got down there, they've got a big, huge facility, big team, and all that support. And the difference between being franchise owner number 15 versus being number 550, that person that got on a plane isn't doing that for franchisee number 500, right? It's that, and there's not a right or wrong, but that culture and that kind of family feel, I know, really resonated with you guys and did with them, because franchising is an award process, right? They've got to want you guys as well as owners. And so that was huge. And you guys left there pretty much knowing, like, that was the direction you were going, and then it was just kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's from there, right?
Yeah, it was a really easy call after we did that visit, spending that 24 hours or 48 hours that we were down there with them. It really said, this is the right one for us.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, you guys have already gone through, you're actually officially open for business. So
we're officially open business. We did our corporate week-long training with them week and a half or so before Christmas. Got to attend their Christmas party and met all but one of the franchisees.
Oh, nice.
So that was a great way to introduce to it. And then we came back and were officially open for business Christmas and that week between Christmas and New Year's. So
right.
We kind of took that as a time to do a little, some team building between us, approached a few clients for potential clients at the time, and just see what was going on and get our perfecting our pitch, but also knowing that was a time where it's going to be hard for salespeople in our type of business to be getting a lot of new clients. Mm-hmm. So, however, we made a lot of good contacts during those time periods that we're now following up on and setting real meetings and having presentations for. So, mm-hmm.
What are the Very most? Nice. So that's the biggest thing I've gained for those first couple of days and these first couple of weeks is you learn that your first day going out making a sales pitch, I don't say the same thing now as I do a weekend compared to my first day. And I'm sure it's evolve over time as I get more practice and more comfortable in the field. It's just one of those things you just got to learn on the job, and it just takes reps.
Yep. And you guys talked about the culture you felt at the Discovery Day, and then you go to training, and you know, Nate, you kind of said this, like, it's not, you know, sign a franchise agreement and hey, good luck, guys, right? What is that? What's Money Pages, that franchise, doing for you guys? I think you said next week, right?
Next week, one of their corporate sales individuals is actually going to come out and go on sales calls with us. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. It'll be a good time. I look forward to having some more experience in the field. I can just pick your brain the entire time, ask her a million questions, and just hopefully try to perfect my craft a little bit.
Yeah, awesome. Again, I think that just from a franchise in general perspective, and Money Pages does a fantastic job of that overall support. But that's part of franchising, right? Is to just know you've got that proven system with that. So that's super exciting. Think back, maybe a question for you guys both, for somebody maybe listening out there, right? That's like, well, you know, having my own business does sound kind of cool, but I don't know if it's for me or anything like that. What would you give? What kind of advice would you want to share with somebody maybe thinking about, like, can I do this as well?
I think the biggest advice I would give any individual is, follow your heart. Look and really what's into you, because if you have a passion for business, no matter what it is, you've got to really, you know, feel that that's the right thing for you, because it's a big risk and it's a great opportunity, and but it has one will come with big rewards, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
I would just say, just make sure, obviously, you find your passion and just work for that, but just do your research too, honestly. You can just do lots of reviews of the companies, watch all the little YouTube videos talking about the company and stuff, and really just decide on an individual basis. Could you see yourself doing this every single day for the next decade and longer?
Mm-hmm. You know, as we were going through that discovery process with Tim, really pay attention to those 20 or 25 questions that somewhat like Tim's going to ask you. What's your passion? The first thing I threw out at Tim, I said, I do not want to be in the food business.
Right.
No, yeah. And sometimes knowing what you don't want to absolutely do is the biggest help in finding the right opportunity as well.
Yeah. And it's rarely which is great, right? It's that process of elimination. I know I don't want these things. Great. Okay. But neither of you guys were like, oh my gosh, I have to have something in marketing and advertising. I just love print media. That's my, that's not the passion, right? It's the, as you guys have talked about, it's more, and why we introduced you to them, right? Was, I think that Jeff, that mix of you with being in, you know, kind of the city life, the public life, right? And being able to connect and build those relationships, and both of you really wanting to make a difference in your local community, right? And then you've got a high quality product that you know everybody is going to always need. Oh, by the way, here's the franchise, right? And one of the other things that was a big differentiator for you guys, and not that the other franchise was bad, but it was in the senior care industry, which is a much more robust staff, right? And for you guys looking at this, that was, again, like Nate, you said it perfectly. It's the thing we always talk about. It's the get out of bed test. Right? When you want to get out of bed, you guys love that opportunity. I think it's so cool to work together, right? Mm-hmm. And I think you got great complementary skills with this, and Nate, I'm sure your mom will be the deciding vote when you guys fight, right, over something, right? So got that. But the fact that it could really be just you guys, keep it small to start and grow from there, again, those passion, what's comfortable, what do you want to do every day, had nothing to do with the print media piece necessarily, right? So I think that like you're talking about that passion, but understanding where in the corporate world, passion is like, or it's the industry experience. This had nothing to do with that. And I'm guessing nobody at MoneyPages ever said to you guys, so tell me how much experience you have in, you know, we need, you know, X years of print media, right? It was, can you build those relationships? Do you feel that culture? Do you understand that day in, day out, right? So, super, super cool with this, guys. I'm very glad to, I've had this opportunity to work with you guys, and you're gonna can somebody send me like an autograph of the first magazine that's published?
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Absolutely,
good deal. Anything? I'm gonna totally throw this out there. I know you guys are busy, and I gotta go talk to some more folks. But any other just kind of thoughts that you want to share on this, or maybe kind of put it out there for yourself that we can come back in a year, maybe some goals and expectations for the business in 2022.
Well, my goal is to, for 2022, is to launch the magazine and to be at this point in time, a year from now, looking at our second magazine. Mm-hmm. That's the really goal. And that's kind of the other thing is with franchises, if you want to grow, a lot of them, or the vast majority of them, have methods for you to grow, and they want you to be successful and to grow your business, whether it's in one location or in some businesses, multiple locations. You know, if you're in food service and you have a small little pizza place, for example, can you duplicate that into three or four locations and manage the people? And one thing you'll quickly discover is people's the key, whether it's me and my son keeping it small, the team small to start with. And my goal is to have a couple employees to go out and help sell and build this business versus, you know, like I said, a pizza place or a restaurant or a landscaping company or whatever it is. Those, some of them were the senior care, the driving factor for that. And I really love that franchisee is it came down to a decision to move them to a side was the large staff. And do you want to manage a large staff that has to work 24 or has the potential to work 24/7?
Right.
Where some franchises like Money Pages, you're not a 24/7 operation, or, you know, a landscape company is not a 24/7 operation. So you have to really understand what it means to run some of the franchises. And I think that's really that discovery process. And the other thing I would tell everybody is take your time through the process. Don't rush the process. I think we were talking a total almost 6 months, Tim.
Yeah, pretty close. Yep.
So, you know, take your time in finding the right franchise system and knowing that there's a great system behind it. The franchise manual here, it lists out your day-to-day activities. It lists literally the good ones will list out what you're to be doing, whether it's whatever widget you're making or process you're selling. They will list out step-by-step what you need to do. And that's the nice thing about franchises. It's a business with a manual on how to run the business.
Yep. Follow the process, right? Find that right one that fits and go from there. So super cool, guys. I can't thank you guys enough for coming on. I'm very excited. West side of Indianapolis for Money Pages for now, and then not too much longer, probably the whole dang city. So whole state, something, right? So one day this will be on my mom's mailbox in Peru, Indiana. So we'll get that kind of expansion up there. We'll be in good shape. So guys, thank you so much for joining us today. It's great talking with you.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day. Tim.
Have a great day.
Thanks. And hey, as always, for all of our loyal podcast listeners, we hope this continues to be enlightening into all the opportunities in the world of franchising. Please be sure to subscribe to Franchising 101 wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. And if you might want to have an opportunity to become a franchise owner, like Jeff and Nate, whether it's Money Pages or any of the other 500 plus franchises we work with, let's talk. Reach out to us today, francoach.net. Set up that first phone call. There's never any fee for our service. So we encourage you to take that first step today towards creating your better tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thanks for listening to Francoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.